The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on the second Sunday after Pentecost. My name is Jim Kless, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope that you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of the Lutheran Worship. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, We Praise You, O God, hymn 494 in the Lutheran Worship.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with you this morning for worship. It's the second Sunday after Pentecost. We're going to follow the order of service as it is printed before you in your worship bulletin. We'll continue now with the brief order of confession and absolution as it's printed in your bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for us, and for His sake He forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth.
God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. We're seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord God, we bring before you the cries of a sorrowing world. In your mercy, set us free from the chains that bind us and defend us from everything that is evil. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Join us now as we sing our family hymn, Pass It On.
This happiness that I found.
lector this morning is Rod Lorenz. May God open our hearts to receive the message that he speaks to us.
The first reading is from Isaiah
Rod.
Chapter 65, verses 1 through 9. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those that did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, "Here am I, here am I." All day long I have held out my hand to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations. A people who continually provoke me to my very face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves and spend their nights keeping secret vigil, who eat the flesh of pigs and whose pots hold broth of impure meat, who say, "Keep away, don't come near me, for I am too sacred for you." Such people are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that keeps burning all day. See, it stands written before me, I will not keep silent, but will pay back in full. I will pay it back into their laps, both your sins and the sins of your ancestors, says the Lord. Because they burned sacrifices on the mountains and defiled me on the hills, I will measure into their laps the full payment for their former deeds. This is what the Lord says. As when juice is still found in a cluster of grapes and people say, "Don't destroy it, there is still a blessing in it," so will I do in behalf of my servants. I will not destroy all of them. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and Judah, from those who will possess my mountains. My chosen people will inherit them, and they will be there my servants will live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 22 as it is printed in the worship bulletin.
But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or scorned the sufferings of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him, for dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations.
The second reading is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 29. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of
please stand, if able, for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 8, verses 26 through 39.
Glory to you, O Lord.
They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which in across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Having heard God's word, we confess our faith together now in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please have a seat.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised.
See the sights that dazzle the
Jesus, thou hast promised to all who follow thee, that where thou enter in glory, there shall thy servant be. And Jesus, I have promised to serve.
Dear friends, in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 39. That's the Gospel reading that Rod read for us just a few moments ago. Before I get into what I wrote, let me ask you, what's your first take on this Gospel reading, on this individual that we encounter in the Gospel? What's on your mind with it? You heard the same words I did, so tell me what you think about this guy. Wild, scary, possessed, overcome. Yep. Where would you much rather see him? Here? Would you like to see him here? No. No. I mean, there's a part of us that would like to see him here because Jesus saved him, right? But it's the kind of guy that we would much rather see behind bars. And the kind of guy that we would much rather see experiencing the criminal justice system in all of its fullness, because he's scary. Well, and he didn't wear clothes for a long time. That's not a good thing to have here. But we want him here, though. We certainly want him here. And the Gospel tells us why. And we'll get to that in a few minutes. Now, we don't really know what his crimes were. But what the Gospel tells us is that there were lots of times where the authorities tried to control him. This was the kind of guy, as even we discussed now this morning, he was the kind of guy that was regarded by society as dangerous. He was held captive by demons. And I suppose as people viewed him, as people thought about his case, he was the kind of person that was utterly hopeless. At least until Jesus stepped in. Now, setting the context of the Gospel, if we were to backtrack a little bit, we would have read that Jesus had just completed calming the sea. Remember that from the Bible? He had just finished up calming the sea, and then Jesus steps into this cemetery, and he calms yet another storm. The inward storm that this man had been experiencing for a long, long time. In mercy, you see, in mercy, Jesus did what no one else dared to do. He went right to this guy, and he went right to those demons. Those demons that once overpowered this man like that were overpowered by Jesus. The things that had consumed this man were completely relieved. He was free. With a simple word and a simple act, those demons were gone. You've heard the expression, when pigs fly, right? Pigs literally flew that day. Friends, that man, he was healed. He was set free from everything that had overpowered him. Oh, and frankly, that's why we would want him here, in this place. Now, I suppose for you and me, as we hear these words in the gospel today, maybe we're finding it difficult to relate to it. Maybe as we think about the circumstances that surround the gospel, as we think about this man who was demon-possessed, we're having a hard time making the connection for our own selves and our own faith. Perhaps when we hear these words, the first thing that comes to our mind as we envision this kind of guy is we're drawn to think about the movie The Exorcist, or maybe we think about hardened criminals like Ted Bundy or Charlie Manson or Jeffrey Dahmer. Those are the kind of people that could relate to this demon possession story, not us. Well, hold on. Because I suppose if we really want to be real and honest with each other, every single one of us can relate to this gospel today. You see, we can't limit it just to demon possession. We can't just view the gospel that way. Maybe for you and me, as we think about this gospel, it's good for us to think about it and to put ourselves in the context as we think about all of those kinds of things that can so easily overtake us. Those things in life that can so easily have us consumed. Locked down. Isolated. Feeling alone. Maybe for us, as we sit here today and we think about this gospel now from this perspective, maybe every one of us can truly appreciate what it means for us. Those things that so easily consume us, and it happens to all of us at times, doesn't it? Whether it's a sin, whether it's one of those vices that we just can't kick. Maybe it's the way that we're acting toward others, the way that we treat each other. Or maybe it's just something that's deep in our soul that has us hurting. And we can't get our minds off of it. It's got us held captive. And how sometimes then we can hide behind those things. How sometimes we can withdraw. Just like that man in the cemetery that day. Well, friends, thankfully for you and me, not only did Jesus overcome those demons that day in the cemetery with that man, but Jesus overcomes for you and me too. Our Jesus is power for our lives. This Jesus, our Jesus, is the one who went toe-to-toe and head-to-head with the evil one and conquered for you and me so that we might be set free forever. This Jesus died and rose for you and me so that we might not be declared a hopeless people, but a people who are always abounding in hope. Even when we feel captive. This Jesus died and rose for you and me so that we might find life always. So that we might know forgiveness and newness each and every day. so that joy and peace might be ours. That day in the cemetery, that man's life changed. That man's life changed for the good, friends. He was a man who once had nothing, who felt completely empty and isolated. He changed. And it was all because of Jesus. And now, for the first time, we have to suppose in a long time, this man knew he had everything. Everything in his Jesus. You know, sometimes for you and me, as we think about life, as we think about our circumstances, sometimes it's easy for us to take things for granted. How blessed we are. How blessed we are to have a Savior. A Savior who blesses us each and every day with His presence, just as He did for that man. How blessed we are to have a personal Savior who approaches us, who comes to us very, very, very personally in our time of need, just as He did for that man that day. And because of this Jesus, friends, you and me are connected. We're connected to Him forever. And we're connected to community. You see, that's the other side of the gospel, isn't it? That man was all by himself. He was left out in that cemetery all by himself, all alone. But being connected to Jesus meant that he would be restored and that he would be drawn back into community. And that's the blessing for you and me, too. Not only do we have that personal connection with our Jesus who loves us and forgives us and builds us up and fills us with hope and joy and all those kinds of things, but we have that connection with each other. And so in those times when you and I do feel alone, in those times in our lives when we feel like we're weighed down and heavy and that there is no hope, we have this wonderful community, this Christ-centered community. Man, I can't help but to think when you think about this, our culture right now, how many people feel alone? Even in our community here, how many people feel alone sometimes? We have this place. How blessed we are to have this place. How blessed we are to have this community. How blessed we are to have this extension of our family. How blessed we are to have this support system right here. As we live out our call, as we live out our role to be support for one another. How blessed we are. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you. We thank you for the many, many blessings that you shower us with each and every day. We thank you for the greatest blessing that you've given to us in your Son, our Savior, the one who willingly went into that abyss, toe to toe, head to head with the devil. And he won. He defeated. And in defeating that evil one, sin, death, and the devil have no power over us. And in defeating that evil one, we always have the promise of life with you. We never, ever have to feel alone or isolated. Lord, we thank you for your providing hand, your compassion and your presence which comes to us each and every day and brings to us joy. We thank you for this loving community. Sometimes it's not always easy to be loving. But send your Spirit upon our hearts and our minds that we might always be a reflection of your love for one another. Even when we don't always agree with on things, help us to always exemplify your love for one another. And in those times when life gets busy, when distractions are with us, whatever those distractions might be, distractions of the world or distractions of our minds and the heaviness that we sometimes feel, help us to always know how blessed we are. Help us to never take for granted all those wonderful people that you pour out into our lives. Help us to be mindful and conscious of that and thankful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Congregation offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by the Lang and Kless Children in honor of what would be the 50th wedding anniversary for Mick and Catherine Lang on June 22nd. In honor of Dad, and continue blessing for you, Mom, with all our love. I love and miss you, Dad. In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, please also say a special word of prayer for Tony Manna. Tony had some hip surgery this past week. He's home. He's recovering. But we pray for him as he continues to recover. Say a word of prayer for Beth Lynch. Beth was briefly hospitalized down in Maryland this past week. They thought it was an incident with a colitis or something like that, but it turns out that that it was a little bout of food poisoning, as I understand. But she's out of the hospital now, and she's doing better. So just say prayers for Beth. Kathy Ponozny, she took a fall this past week. She was checked out at the hospital. She's in a lot of pain, but nothing's broken, fortunately. So please pray for Kathy, though, that she might heal quickly. For Betty Springer, that's Linda Robinson and Derek. Linda Robinson's sister, Derek and Mary Beth Robinson's aunt. She's going to be entering palliative care. So please keep Betty in prayer, but also pray for the Robinson family as well. For Ariana Lysak's friend Megan, who's having some personal issues.
for Marcia McKinney, as she mourns the death of her long, long-time friend. Known each other for about 60 years, you said, Marcia. Met all the way back in nursing school. So please keep Marcia in your prayers in her time of grief. And last but not least, if you would say a special word of prayer for my Aunt Carrie, that's my dad's youngest sister. She suffered a stroke and an aneurysm this week. So please keep her in prayer as she continues to be in the ICU at this time. Let's pray. For peace in the world, for peace in the church, for peace in the home, and for peace in our lives, for the Park, Pauli, Pollock, Payne, and Peck families, and all others in our congregation, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine pardon, and for the renewal of our hearts, that we may love the Lord with all that we are and all that we have, let us pray to the Lord. For the nations and those who govern them, for our own country and leaders, for our cities and communities, for good laws and faithful citizens, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. For the poor and those in need, for the unemployed and underemployed, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphan, and for those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, for those who suffer, for the grieving and their loss, and for the dying in their last days on earth. We pray especially today for Tony, for Beth, Kathy, Betty, Megan, Marcia, and Carrie. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who care for the sick, those who attend to the dying, for those who provide child care, and for police, firefighters, emergency medical personnel, and disaster relief workers, let us pray to the Lord. For women with child, for safety in childbirth, for the children in foster care, and for the preservation of all life from conception to life's natural end, let us pray to the Lord. For thankful hearts at all of God's gifts, and for the grace of giving that we may return to Him the tithes and offerings He is due, let us pray to the Lord. For the witness of the saints, let us give thanks and pray the Lord to grant us at the last a good death and our part in fellowship with those who have gone before us. Let us pray to the Lord. For all these things, and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. To you, O Lord, be glory and honor, now and forevermore. Amen. We pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Please join us now as we sing our closing hymn, Savior Again to Your Dear Name, hymn 221 in Lutheran Worship.
Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Good to be with you. Good to worship with all of you this morning. I hope that you've been blessed in your time here this morning. A very special word of welcome to lots of guests and visitors who are here with us this morning. It's good to see all of you, especially the Lang clan taking up a whole pew today. That's all right. And Jim's in the back. He's in the back on the radio, so that would have been one more. Well, it worked out well that Jim's in the back, because where would Jim have gone? So anyway, good to see all of you. Good to have you here. And anybody else who's with us this morning as a guest or a visitor, thanks so much for being here. I pray that you've been blessed as well. A couple quick things before you head off for the week. There's not too much. We're moving into the summer months now. Things kind of slow down a little bit here, but there are a few things that are worth announcing. There's a family ministry night that's coming up at the Bisons. That's July 19th. Tickets are $10 a piece. If you're interested in,
we need 20 people.
Okay. So. What's up there right now? There's, yeah. All right. So, yeah. So please, get your name on the sheet sooner than later, so we can plan if this is even going to happen. But again, July 19th, $10 a ticket. If you're interested in being a part of that, again, sign up for us if you will. Moving kind of forward into August, we're going to have a church picnic this year out at Camp Pioneer. It's going to be on August 11th. That's a Sunday. There's a sign-up sheet up on the bulletin board for us to sign up that we're interested in participating in that. Are we doing, we providing all the food, or is it a bring a dish to pass kind of thing? What are we doing with? Okay. So for that, and you can go out as early as you want, right? That Pioneer that day does a brunch. They do a service out there. Not that I want you not to be here for service that day, but they do. They have all kinds of stuff going on out there. Pray for a day like this, but the church will provide the hamburgers and the hot dogs. And if you do come, if you can bring a dish to pass, that would be great. There is a sign-up sheet out on the bulletin board for that. Again, that's going to be August 11th. That's a Sunday afternoon. Beach is there. It's just if you haven't been out to Pioneer in a while, take the trip out on the 11th. They've done a lot. They have this beautiful new pavilion that's out there. It'll be a good day for us to be together. So again, that's going to be August 11th. As I mentioned last week, if you didn't get your portal of prayer, the new ones are out for July through September, so make sure you grab your portals of prayer before you go. Moving ahead as we're moving into July, there is going to be a shift of time, not for this service, but the 11:15 service will go to 10:30. So just make note of that. If by some chance on a Sunday you can't come to this service and you want to come to the later, it's going to be at 10:30, effective July 7th. So just keep that in the back of your minds as well. Okay? What else? I'm trying to fill time here because we finished early. Anything else for the good of the group? Oh, yeah, Ride for Roswell. Okay, so our St. John's team raised over $3,000 out of the $5.5 million goal that they had. So $3,000 came out of St. John's and our team. So
the people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us this morning. St. John's is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway,
okay,
at 67 Litchfield Avenue.
Tyrone's,
as Lutheran,
and this year, Laura usually
we believe that we are
on the team,
being
this,
saved by the grace
support,
of God
so.
Alone. That we know so, about the grace of,
anyway,
from Scripture alone
you,
and the God's
for,
grace
for
acts
for,
in but, and to us only
St.
through
John's,
our
but,
faith.
But
please worship
for,
with us in the person
for having such a passion
in the near
for,
future. Our building is handicapped accessible.
That really needs the attention. Cancer particularly.
If you would like more information about
here.
St. John's or about the
so
faith Lutheran Christians, please let us
the strength God has given you to
write us
this every year.
We also welcome your comments and suggestions about
every,
our broadcast. If you would like help
Lois, what do you want to do?
We sponsor
got,
one
I got
of
like
our
six
broadcasts.
Minutes here. You want to do
we would welcome
M
your
or
support. Write or call our church office
DM,
for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York. 14043.
Okay.
This
That's
is your
we'll
announcer,
do.
Jim Kless, wishing you God's protection
and
care.
The bigger
for
part
you
of it is not just to
heaven.
Sing it one more time, but to pass it on.
Again, pass it on.
A wandering. harvest time is spring, when all the trees are budding, the birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing, it's fresh like spring, you want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found.
Good choice, Deanne. Now may the Spirit give us the power to live it out, to pass this wonderful good news that's in our hearts and in our minds. Everybody that we know. Friends, have a blessed week. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thank you.